You're listening to SBS News.
Finance Minister Simon Birmingham is warning Australians that the national economy remains uncertain ahead of the federal budget release. The government will use its budget to provide billions of dollars on road upgrades and for other big building projects. Deputy Prime Minister Michael McCormack has told ABC that infrastructure spending will also support jobs.
Whether it's the regional areas with the Building Better Regions Fund, such a good program to build that vital community infrastructure right across the nation, right across our regions. It's a good budget. It's securing Australia's recovery.
Mr McCormack expects the budget will help to secure Australia's future, but he admits a strong workforce needs to be in place.
We've looked at and addressed state priorities. We've looked at community needs and expectations. Australians deserve the best infrastructure that they can get, and that's what we're doing.
But Labor's infrastructure spokesperson Catherine King is warning Queensland has been shortchanged, with its government pleading for a fair share of funds. The Queensland Treasurer is concerned his state is set to receive less money than states like Victoria, and Ms King is asking for the government to step up.
We see the Queensland Roads Minister today tweeting that in fact he believes that Queensland's been dudded in this package. So again, you'd say to the government, if you've got an infrastructure program that is worthy of recovery, what you want to do is build it back better. What you don't want to do is continue to overpromise and completely and utterly underdeliver.
Australian Greens leader Adam Bandt has also raised concern about unfair distribution and says his party wants to amend legislation to ensure big businesses don't benefit unnecessarily from the public purse.
The spin in this budget is really only a centimetre deep. You scratch it and you find that the government is not investing in job-creating, nation-building projects, but instead outsourcing the recovery by giving billions of dollars in handouts to big corporations and billionaires in the hope that some of it might trickle down.
The federal budget also includes more than $10 billion for the aged care sector, but the government hasn't confirmed the exact dollar figure. But at a health services union rally on Monday, aged care worker Charlene Glass said she was thinking of leaving the industry because of low pay and a lack of support. Ms Glass says a reduction in staff at her workplace has led to her struggling with mental health issues.
I don't know if I'm going to go back. I'm just really sorry. I really love my job. But in the circumstances leading up to it, the stress is too much for me.
In response to criticism that the budget funding is not likely to be enough, Senator Birmingham insists the government's contribution is significant.
Australians will see a once-in-a-generation investment in aged care that really is stepping up the scale of investment in relation to the quality, the safety and the availability of Australia's aged care. We do this in response to the Royal Commission in a carefully targeted way.
Meantime, Labor is accusing the government of delivering a budget that is geared towards the federal election. The Federal Opposition's Jim Chalmers says the government needs to put more focus on unemployed Australians.
We need to make sure that there is a lasting legacy of this budget. It needs to be more than just getting a government through an election. It needs to be getting Australians, and particularly working Australians, into secure, well-paid jobs that they can feed their families on.
Labor leader Anthony Albanese says the government has been too slow to act on the issue of aged care. Mr Albanese wants the government to have a strong vision that supports both innovation and jobs.
Many Australians are really struggling, and we'll judge the budget on whether it works for people or not, because our economy should work for people, should lift wages, should lift living standards, should create opportunity. For this government, they see it as people working for the economy in some abstract way.
And for older Australians, the budget will involve a lowering of the age for when home sale funds can be used to boost superannuation balances. There are reports that from July next year, people aged over 60 will be permitted to use some of their sale profits, while the current age limit is 65 years or older. Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg says the shift is important because it'll give retirees more autonomy. The Treasurer's budget speech is on Tuesday night. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.